Sacktown Sports.
Headlines. Good afternoon, Sacramento. My name is Kyle Ledbetter, and these are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Memphis Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant received a 25-game suspension from the NBA to start the 2024 season. Morant released an apology statement following the suspension's announcement. Could Zion Williamson be available for trade? Well, the Pelicans are looking to trade with the Hornets or Blazers to potentially draft Scoot Henderson, and Brian Windhorst is reporting that Zion has a minimal relationship with the New Orleans Pelicans organization. And now it's time to update your U.S. Open leaderboard, which is brought to you by Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality. Well, Ricky Fowler bogeyed the fourth hole, so he's now 10 under, still in first place. And just behind him at 9 under is Wyndham Clark, who finished with a 67 today, and Xander Schauffele, who is currently on the third hole. Rory McIlroy is sitting at 8 under. Those are your headlines. Now let's return to Whitey Gleason and Jay Johnson here on Cattles and Arami.
I know, JJ, you have not appreciated some of the things I've talked about already, including the A's potential move. But, you know, I'm feeling it as well.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just wondering where you are this week compared to where you were Monday, because there was, of course, the incredible reverse boycott night. But even then, we kind of knew where this was going, right? It hasn't been so much up and down. It's just been down the last couple days. It seems like it's accelerated. But we haven't had a lot of, oh, great, great days here of late as fans of the Oakland A's.
Yeah, very true. It's last week when the assembly did not vote and they wind up pushing it to this week. I was like, okay, we got
that
a shot.
Positive.
We might be cooking with some grease here. And then, of course, this week with all the happenings that's happened and the Senate jumping in front of the assembly to pass it and then assembly following suit, they got a couple of the legislators to jump across the other side and vote for the change.
And the governor signs off, of course.
Well, yeah, the governor was supporting the bill from the jump. He was kind of, loopholing and pushing it through anyway. So he was a fan of the move. But as of right now, and I said this yesterday, we're sitting in the very city where, you know, the clock almost struck 12 and we almost lost the Sacramento Kings. It's never over. But I also said this yesterday was the Maloofs needed money. John Fisher doesn't need money. And he has slow played this move for the last 20 some odd years. And what's the difference of him now trying to change the course and do something different? He's going to play this all the way to the end. He wants, and what is so surprising is what almost every ownership in any sports want, they want control around the arena, and he's not going to have that. And I just, the only thing that for me that I can see is just what we're getting ready to talk about from the same ownership group of the Miami Marlins. He's going to get the land. He's going to get the new stadium. And then within 3 or 4 years, he's gone. And believe me, if he could do it the very next year, he probably would. He's going to save face, make it look good, and then he's going to put the bunny rabbits in the air. It's over, Whitey.
You know, I used to think that he really was going to end up staying in the Bay Area because I thought that he ultimately wanted to.
Hmm.
And then I think we had the pandemic, and then, you know, I think that changed everything. I think there's a real chance that he preferred to stay in Oakland and that he would have worked something out. But I think, you know, with the pandemic and all the issues economically that followed that, I think he was cornered. And whether he ever wanted to stay in Oakland or not, I think he got to the point where he was just, nope, I got to make a deal. All that said, this may be a glimmer of hope. Miami Marlins, former president of the Miami Marlins, I should say, David Sampson, was on the Dan Le Batard show. And David Sampson, again, former Miami Marlins president, he doesn't think the A's are going to ever end up in Vegas.
Well, you're definitely being lied to. So is it more real because there's state money now for a ballpark? I want to give you one thing to think about, and we can make this two segments or zero segments. There is no ballpark that can fit on 9 acres of land that has a retractable roof. That's the start and the end of this discussion.
That's one thing. So a guy who's had a hand in building a stadium says 9 acres, retractable roof, it can't be done. Good.
Impossible.
The only reason I'd say could be if you've seen the drawings, that roof is weird. It's like they have you've seen it. They have,
man, that thing is not real.
Halo.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I think maybe that would be their way around that is all the mechanism for moving the roof is actually on top
of
the roof. I'm wondering if that's
a glass, a see-through glass bubble. Yeah. That thing's
semi-retractable.
That thing's not real. Come up with something else and let me see it. Them renderings are, man, that thing looks something from the Jetsons. Stop playing, man. Ain't nobody putting that glass ceiling on top of a roof. Give me another rendering.
Nice reference, Jetsons, because, you know, a lot that's risky these days. A lot of people are like, the what? I mean, I'm with you.
Oh,
but you know what I'm saying, right?
You don't want to play this game with me in the studio.
All right. We have more from David Sampson on why the other owners will have a lot to say about whether this move ever actually happens.
So the boycott is not relevant. The fact that the team stinks is not relevant. What is relevant is that owners want to get the A's out of the revenue sharing receiver position. They're getting a ton of money in revenue sharing, and they want that stopped. What's also relevant is that the owners want expansion money so they can pay off debt that they incurred during COVID and that they've incurred over time because salaries are too high. And so they've got to get Oakland and Tampa taken care of before expansion. But it's not done yet.
I could see how owners, though, now they would look at this. And I think, Jay, I think they're tired of the Oakland situation.
Yes.
I think they feel like, look, they've had so long to figure this out. We're tired of giving them money.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We're tired of doing that. Let's just get it done. And, okay, we lose a potential expansion site in Vegas. But you know what? It's worth it to get this resolved because there are other cities. Vegas isn't the only city that's a viable expansion site. We still have to get Tampa Bay taken care of. But they got Portland. Mm-hmm. They got Montreal.
Yep.
They got Nashville now. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe even Charlotte, San Antonio. So, yeah, Vegas is an attractive expansion site. But I think it may be, I hope I'm wrong, I think it may be worth it to the owners to give up that site just to get expansion on track and get the A situation resolved.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's interesting that the Miami Marlins former president is saying this because they had a fight, an uphill battle to get their new stadium there in Miami.
It was not clean.
No. They were on some John Fisher moves as well, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they got out. Look, we, like I said, built a stadium. 5 years later, I'm gone. Hi, bye, peace out. You know, and so the profit sharing for me is super interesting because the A's just now got back on that list with the profit sharing and
the revenue sharing.
Yeah. And so I've always said this: John Fisher, the A's, they've been fooling baseball for the longest when we're talking about the Bay Area market, which is one of the biggest markets in the country. And you can say, okay, well, it's Oakland. Yeah, that's okay. But a lot of people are coming from so many places. I mean, look, we come from Sacramento to go to an Oakland A's game, right? And we take the Capitol Corridor if you want to, go up 86, 80, whichever way you decide to go. But the part of that is he's been collecting money when he shouldn't have been collecting money. And so I agree with you, Whitey. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm tired of everything. If we can get you to Vegas, I'm getting you out of my hair. And quite frankly, to most owners, $65 million, which is what the A's got last year, is chump change. You know, so when they all chip in on the $65 million, not the biggest deal. But at the same time, I do understand what the former president of the Marlins is saying is they're tired of paying as well. So I can see both sides.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll see how the owners feel about it, depending on when they vote to approve this move. Because one of the reasons the A's have rushed this whole thing, this, you know, one last couple of weeks has been like, they're going to what? They got a state? What? Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had, okay, they scrapped that plan, new plan, renderings, boom, 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 boom.
Super quick.
They're trying to beat the deadline.
Sure.
They want to make sure that they have a stadium plan in place even if it's not a very good plan, mm-hmm. because according to the agreement with baseball, you have to have a stadium plan in place to continue to be a revenue sharing.
Correct.
Yeah, it doesn't say the plan has to make sense.
That's right.
So we'll see what the owners think about that. And we have one more from David Sampson, former Marlins president, who thinks that there's an Oakland site that still has a shot.
No, I think it could still be built at the Howard Terminal. I think that they were closer to a deal in Oakland than they even are in Vegas. The problem is that John Fisher has screwed it up so badly that it's made our effort, and Wayne Huizenga's and John Henry's in Florida, it's made our effort look amazing because of everything he's done wrong along the way from both a PR standpoint and just a practical standpoint of how to get a deal done. I think that MLB needs Vegas as an expansion candidate and to waste them as a relocation.
Yeah, I hope he's right about that. As I said, I could see how baseball would say, yeah, we have other expansion cities, but I hope he's right. Just the thing is, as we just talked about, JJ, you look at this guy and his history with the Marlins, and I have a hard time seeing him now as the voice of the fans and the voice of the people.
Right. Yeah, very true. If you go back and research with the, how the Marlins, you know, pulled the wool over the city's eyes, and as most people in Miami would say, stole money. They literally stole public funds and got the public to buy in on certain tax breaks and certain tax issues. But same thing with John Fisher. I mean, look, they're both barking up the same tree. I get the premise of, you know, Las Vegas being an expansion city. But I also could see now, as we saw Mayor Hsing Tao of Oakland also come and out yesterday and respond to John Fisher's, or the A's, I should say, and Rob Manfred's, you know, comments that the
specious comments.
Yeah, yes. Oakland's never tried, never had a plan, never wanted to go through with building a new, you know, stadium and a new site and Howard Terminal. And Mayor Hsing Tao, the mayor of Oakland, jumped right back, snapped right back, said that's nowhere near true. Mm-hmm. We were ready, and we were, you know, so many. The Oakland is saying they're $80 million apart. But also in that press release, Mayor Hsing Tao said, look, you guys were looking for 55 acres of land. If you were only looking for 9, we could have been figured this out. Yeah 9 acres, that's all you want? No problem. Come right on back. We'll take care of that. And it's just, Whitey, man, we're at a point where you can point fingers at a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. Oakland is very responsible for what's going on. They've lost 3 teams now. The Warriors were always going back. I don't care what no one said. But to let go of what the Raiders had, and now you're talking about the A's, you know, and Mayor Hsing Tao is new. She just jumped in. Mayor Libby Schaff was in front of her. And so she's
– Mayor Kwan before
that? Before that, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's trying to lace up the tennis shoes at the end. You know, the clock has almost struck 12. The pumpkin is almost hit. And now it's kind of one of those things where – she means business, it sounds like. Unlike what I think Mayor Libby Schaff, it didn't really seem like she was gung-ho. Mayor Hsing Tao was like, look, either you down with us or you not. We're ready to spend this amount of money. You need to come in with this amount of money, but we will not allow our city to be ran under the, you know, the bridge, and we're not here for all the foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing is someone should be holding John Fisher and the A's and Dave Cavill and everyone that's up there feet to the fire at this point. And I consider to keep on saying this. Someone, I'm asking, someday someone is going to have John Fisher talk. And I just ask that whoever that person is, they ask the real questions. And if that's here on Sac Sports 1140, believe me, I will call in to try to put to toss some questions. And that comes with Dave Cavill as well. We've let him off the hook here at Sac Sports 1140. I'm not afraid to say that. And that's the truth. We need these guys to answer some questions. And then as an Oakland A's fan, maybe I'll feel better. Right now, I don't.
You don't feel a little better after all that?
No, man. I'm still scorned. I'm still scorned.
All right. Coming up, a suspension, a hiring, and a sale. Been a busy day in the NBA. Tell you what it all means next. Cattles and Rami, Whitey and JJ, Sackdown Sports.
Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sackdown Sports.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's Whitey and JJ in today for Cattles and Rami. As I mentioned, busy day in the NBA because you had the suspension, the Ja Morant 25-game suspension, and we had a hiring with Mike Dunleavy. the new general manager of the Warriors. Not the president of basketball ops, though, which is interesting. That was Bob Myers' title. And we also had a sale with Michael Jordan selling the majority interest in the Charlotte Hornets. So we will get to all that and what it means. But, JJ, we're just talking about the A's there. I want to stay with the A's for just a minute. What do you think of this question now, this movement to have the A's, if they go to Vegas, leave the name and the colors behind?
Yeah,
I like that. Yes. I love it, but I just don't see how it's feasible unless John Fisher says, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that, and I just don't think he's going to.
Do you think he cares?
No.
I'm not sure he cares, man. I think it's just all about, you know, what's on the financial report for John Fisher. And I could be wrong, man. I don't know that he is tied to, put it this way, I don't think he's Dan Snyder. Like, one thing, Dan Snyder came in, he's like, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. Now, he tends to do some things that a lot of people don't agree with.
Yeah.
But.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think he cares. Therefore, he'd say, I don't care what you think. I'm keeping him. You say he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he will say, that's fine.
Yeah, I think if someone pitched that idea, and as we heard the former Miami Marlins president say, you know, if they wanted to move towards the expansion and knowing if baseball is going, you know, I don't know. I don't know if baseball is going to ever expand. It's almost one of those things where it looks good, it sounds good.
Oh, they will.
But baseball, yeah,
there's too much money to be made.
You think so?
Yeah. Baseball. I mean, you're right. It's like, wow, it's going to really water down the product.
Yeah.
Baseball owners don't care. They feel like
no owners
this
care,
thing huh? is going off a cliff eventually. Not anytime real soon, but they feel like there's only so much we can do to keep this thing on the tracks for now. It's going off the cliff, so we got to make as much money as we can before.
So you think it's soon? You think they're going to expand soon?
Yeah, I think they...
Within the next 4 or 5, 6 years or so.
Yeah, I think so. I'd say about 5 years.
Baseball has said by the end of the decade they want to be 32.
Just
because... You're right, but it's just cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right, it makes sense. Kind of like the MLS. MLS keeps raising that fee up. And,
right.
You know, it's 75 to 150 to 250, 350. Now it's getting ready to be $500 million just to join MLS. I guess that's the part of it. Baseball is in a weird position right now where, you know, a lot of people tend not to watch it. Unless it's a very localized sport. It seems that as far as national contracts, and I know they have the TBS and the TNT and those type of things, but
attendance is up a little bit.
It is. And hopefully the speed of the game, as we've talked about here, Whitey, is really going to help the situation. Baseball's in a peculiar place. And so it's interesting when you're talking about expansion, when you're looking for other cities, and don't get me wrong, you named 6, 7 of them, you know, right off the top of your head. The San Antonio's, Austin's in
Montreal,
the mix, Montreal, Portland,
Charlotte,
Vegas,
Nashville,
Charlotte,
Portland,
Nashville. Yeah, you know, so there's definitely some places that still probably would love baseball. I would imagine Sacramento, you know, maybe on the doorstep, especially knowing that Oakland is getting ready to leave. Look, I'm just speculating here. I know Mayor Steinberg right here on this station said that we should be a two team city.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm pretty sure somewhere along the lines he's had that conversation with someone, you know, in another league. And I'm just, with all that being said, I don't think John Fisher cares enough to say fight for the name of the Oakland A's. I think he cares enough when it comes to does it mean dollars and cents for me.
Well, I wonder if he makes money or how much he makes if they rebranded and then people in Vegas were like, oh, look at the new hats for the Las Vegas Jacks or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, if they could make money off of it, I agree with you. I could see him doing that. But your point about Sacramento, would you want, let's say, it doesn't look like this is going to happen, but let's say, you know, you got this weird period there where the A's are going to move. The stadium's not going to be done until, what, 2028? Would you want Oakland to host the A's even for a season in the interim?
No.
I don't either. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're leaving, peace out. Go ahead and go play at the minor league ballpark.
But it might be good for the city as a chance to show baseball, look,
true.
We can do this.
True.
But I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're spinning it positive, you know, in a positive manner.
I think the city would want to do it.
Yeah, I could see that. And again, we've heard rumblings that Sacramento would be up for that type of, you know, relationship with the Oakland A's. Come out here, play a little bit for a year or two, and then you can move on to Las Vegas. Personally, I would not. And, of course, that would just be because I'm an Oakland A's fan and I just don't want to be a part of that. But for the city, it definitely makes sense just to showcase that you can house a big league team. And, you know, maybe you throw your name in that hat as far as expansion. I am the proponent of let Vegas be Vegas, create a name. I was in Vegas in March. Yeah, in March, March 17th, 18th, whatever that was. And me and my wife took an Uber with a couple of my friends. We're going to something. And the Uber driver.
He doesn't want to tell us what he's
going to. Well, it was nothing major. I just can't remember. Maybe a going out to eat or something.
Yeah.
And the Uber driver had a bunch of Las Vegas Knights stuff in his car. And I said, oh, man, you must be a huge Knights fan. He's like, oh, love it. Whatever. Okay, where are you from? Born and raised in Las Vegas. Oh, man, that's super cool. And he's like, yeah. I mean, he went on and on about the Knights for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes, right?
And I'm like, you know he didn't grow up a hockey fan. It's impossible.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. So I'm like, what about the Raiders? He's like, eh, whatever. And I say, why? And he's like, the typical. The Knights started here. Yeah. This is something that we can call our own. Mm-hmm. The Raiders, Johnny come lately. That's someone else's.
Transplant.
Yeah, who cares? You know, like, I'm not really into that. And so I take that man's, that ride and his thoughts in the fact of let Vegas create something else. Let the A's name, the color, you know, let that sit and fester. And if Oakland is really that close to being able to erect a stadium, then let the A's come back, you know, sort of like the Browns type situation, right?
Seattle's still waiting for the Sonics. Yeah. They got the name and the colors.
Very true. They're ready to go.
Same but colors, by the way.
This is the only thing, though, and this is why I think this may not work, is we had Tabitha Mueller on from Nevada Independent yesterday, and the way some of this money is getting ready to be made is at the location of the stadium where, you know, you buy the jersey, and they take the taxes off from that to pay for this. You buy the pennant. You buy the flag. You go buy something that has an Oakland A's logo, something that's being purchased at the stadium, at the new arena, and they're going to take that. That's the tough part. The A's have a shield. They have a brand. People are going to continue to buy Oakland A's stuff, no matter if it's old school Ricky Henderson jersey, no matter if it's something that's brand new.
Right.
And so it's probably going to be tougher to have a huge sale of the Las Vegas Spiders. And that's kind of where it's like, I could see John Fisher and the A's fighting for the Oakland brand because it's a worldwide brand at this point.
Yeah.
And I mean, we know we're going to continue to make money off
the original teams in the American League.
Yeah, 1901.
Yeah, as far as Sacramento, and Sacramento maybe if they hosted the A's for a year, and maybe that would help them with their efforts to bring in a major league team. To me, there are so many other cities that are so much further ahead of Sacramento in that regard. We just mentioned them. And even Oakland, you'd say if Oakland lost the A's, Oakland would be ahead of Sacramento. I don't think Sacramento would have a realistic chance in our lifetimes of landing an expansion team.
Oh, man.
I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see
it. You have been negative all day.
You yourself said you don't want them to come here. I'm with you.
Listen, not as just, you know, a resting place. Right. Don't Airbnb Sacramento now.
Right. I know. I agree with
you. Now, if you're going to build a house on our land, absolutely. But if you just come to stay Airbnb style, no, get up out of here.
But why would someone come here instead of Portland or Austin, as you said, or Vancouver or Charlotte or San
Antonio? Do I have to name 36 reasons why you should come to Sacramento?
But they're already so far ahead of the game, and they've already got, you know, well, they've already been fighting that fight a lot longer.
We have to break, but let's finish that, because Sacramento is definitely ready for part two. And I say part two of another sports league.
They're
on the cusp of MLS. It just didn't work.
All right.
Right. Yeah, and it's not done. The dream is still not done.
All right, we got that. Also, we go on the record with three massive predictions. Coming up, Cattles and Rami, Whitey and JJ, Sacktown Sports.
Some things just need to be recorded.
And we aren't talking about on TikTok.
We're talking about predictions and guarantees.
It's on the record.
But off the record, I can't stand those.
By the way, Wyndham Clark sounds like an investment firm that would sponsor a tournament, doesn't it? Wyndham Clark, and bless him. And I'm not making fun of the name, but he's like, and today it's the Wyndham Clark Classic. coming to you from Scottsdale.
Sounds like one of those TV law firms.
Actually, I'm stalling here because last time I went on the record, JJ, I was horrible, but it sounds like I'm off the hook because I don't think you guys kept track of it. Well, I think I was 0 for 3 the last time I was on.
What we normally do is we keep track of the others, like all you guys hitting bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so all right.
Whoever else is, you know, you or another guest host or Kyle or somebody in there.
Normally so my name's not on it.
No.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
So you're like John Fisher right now. Your name's not on the move.
So, Kyle, where are the standings right now? How do things look?
Well, I would just like to state for the record that I am batting 1,000 in this game because I'm 2 for 2 all time on my predictions.
Wow.
So, I said that the Denver Nuggets would go 12-3 in the Western Conference playoffs and win the West. Hit it exactly correct. That was a home run. And then
they lost 4 games, though, right?
Well, they lost the 4th in the finals, the first Western Conference.
You're a little shaky now. Hold on.
At 12-3 in the West.
Tipping
and then,
that home run, be careful.
Then I said that San Diego State would beat Alabama a while back. So I'm 1,000. Rami is currently batting 232. He and Nick both said that Jimmy Butler would have 35 points in Game 4, and that very much didn't come true for either of them. Nick's batting 231 because he hit a home run on saying the Athletics would get approval by the legislature by Monday. Mm. And that was technically true. They got Senate approval on Monday, and it passed through the second branch on Tuesday. Mm. So Nick technically gets to be correct on that.
Mm. All right. JJ, you want to go first, or shall I go first, sir?
What am I hitting here, Kyle?
Jay, you're hitting 295 now. You had a couple misses.
That's whack.
295 sounds good.
I was above 300, brother. Oh, I was Tony Gwynn era.
Yeah.
No, he had a couple misses in there, and then Simone's batting 333.
She was back to earth too.
She was so close on the Florida Panthers, though. She said in like the first round of the playoffs, the Florida Panthers would win the Stanley Cup final. She was so close.
All right.
But what was your batting average in college?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. No idea. I should know that.
Guy.
Yeah. Well, I could hit Whitey. That was one thing I could do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I should know that maybe. Yeah. I jumped around a couple places, though. So it is what it is. I'm kicking it off here. I'm going basketball. We're going to start with the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I would hope so. The Sacramento Kings have been in the news lately, even talking about they've had conversations about Bradley Beal. So that lets me know something.
And I know you're a big Bradley Beal.
Come on, I love Bradley Beal. Yeah, I am. I'm going to say the Kings will acquire a new starter this year, one way or another.
Okay.
They will. So basically what I'm saying is someone new will be in that starting five of the Sacramento Kings this year.
Bad news if your name is Harrison Barnes, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, or Kevin Herter.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Is that a single or a double, Whitey? How you feeling?
That's a bunt single.
Oh. Man.
All right, let's
infield
go to the single.
It's a drag?
We have to wait and see if they score an error. No, they gave him a hit.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right. What you got, Whitey?
I got Bradley Beal will end up going to, in a big trade, the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Tyler Herro is going to be part of that deal. Bradley Beal, for all the talk of Sacramento, the Knicks, the Bucks, he's going to end up joining the Miami Heat.
I'm going to say that's a triple just because Bradley Beal's been on the move for the last 5 years. He has a no-trade clause. You know, he's already kind of come out and said Miami is one of those places. I still think it
takes...
I think
a triple's too generous, but I appreciate it.
With him, and my next one is going to kind of be a part of what you just said. I think with him and Dame Lillard, when you're talking about moving, it's been going on so long. I'm going to go triple.
Okay.
I'll roll with that. That's a good pick.
All right.
All right, Kyle, you got something back there, brother?
I got something back here. So, you know, we got a holiday weekend coming up here. So I'm going to say between Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're going to have a no-hitter in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's a grand
slam. I actually thought of making that prediction, and I didn't have the guts.
Yeah, that's a grand slam.
Wow.
It can be a combined no-hitter, but just any no-hitter.
That's pretty good.
What you got, Whitey? I'm going grand slam. How about yourself?
Homer? Yeah. That's a walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
To predict the no-hitter is going to happen, that's it's pretty big. All right, my second one here. As I said, with Bradley Beal. I'm also saying both he and Damian Lillard, they both will be dealt by this year's NBA trade deadline.
That's a home run.
By February of 2024, you're saying?
I'm saying it's 2023. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, by the deadline.
By NBA trade deadline. Yeah.
I would say triple.
I still think it's a home run.
I'll go home run.
I think Damian Lillard gets to stay as long as Dame wants to stay.
I think Portland should, and I think there's a good chance they will decide to break it up.
Really?
A chance to draft Scoot. Dame, we're drafting Scoot.
Gotta go, gotta go.
What do you want to do? Yeah. Can't build a team around you. You just cost too much.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, but all both right. of them, I don't know.
Yeah.
So my turn, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I got the Flash. I don't know if you're going to see it. The Flash.
Okay.
We'll do huge box office, huge record-breaking box office. But within a week, everyone who saw it will say, it sucks. I mean, everyone. That'll be the thing. It's like, oh, you watch Monday morning, the box office of The Flash through the roof. And then within a week, everyone goes, don't see that movie. It's
so should
horrible.
We say it'll be the...
It doesn't make any sense.
It'll be the number one movie the weekend it comes out.
Yeah, and that it'll do very poorly on... Say Rotten
the
Tomatoes.
Ratings, okay. Yeah.
And everyone you talked to who saw it was like, oh, I didn't even understand it.
I'm not a big superhero movie guy, which is funny because through the pandemic, I actually watched like all the Marvel stuff, you know, phase one, yeah, phase two, yeah. phase, all that type of stuff. And I enjoyed a lot of those movies. There was a couple that didn't catch me, and I know The Flash is not that. But I'm just saying, for me, I'll give you a double.
Okay. And I haven't seen it, just so you know.
I'll give you a double.
Movie.
I'll go double. I don't do the superhero movies. I don't do a lot of pop culture, but I've heard that the movie is going to be kind of mid.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch it, White?
Nah, I don't think so.
No.
Nah,
okay.
I don't think so.
Are you a superhero guy?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your go-to?
The Avengers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. I'll go my third one. I'm kind of going the same way I think Kyle might go is San Diego State has said they're going to leave the Mountain West Conference. The back end of that is they haven't said where they're going, but I know where they're going. UCLA and USC, they're departing to go into the Big Ten, which lets me know San Diego State's going to stay right here on the West Coast and enter the Pac-12. Mm. San Diego State will be the newest member of the Pac-12.
For those who haven't heard about this story, it's wild. Pete Thamel's reporting San Diego State's about to inform the Mountain West that they're leaving, but they don't have a conference to join. They haven't been invited to the Pac-12. There's been some Big 12 connection. It's been a weird story.
Go on Pac-12 here, Kyle.
Triple.
Sign up.
Yeah, I'll take a triple with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Would you like to see San Diego State in the Pac-12, or do you not care? Or is that, I mean,
so I just like
California
I'm
College,
old school. They're on the West Coast, so that's why I like those.
Keep
teams.
It just keep
get
it
in
regional.
The Pac-12.
Keep it regional.
Yeah, I like that.
And San Diego State's been better than UCLA in football and basketball the last 12 years.
Yeah,
and you picked that number out the hat. 12 years, huh?
when was Kawhi Leonard there? 2011. When ever since Kawhi was there.
What you got there, Whitey? For your third one, brother.
Third one, the Kings will draft next week. They will end up drafting from Duke, Derek Whitehead at 24, and he will be a star.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to fall because of his foot injury.
Okay.
The Kings will capitalize. They'll be very glad they took
him. What's a star? What's a star to Whitey?
Well, he's going to be first-team all-rookie. We'll start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's going to be a solid 15 to 20 points a game guy for his career.
Really?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Kings will
but
draft
Derek
Whitehead. Right. This is a long play here.
Yes,
brother.
It is.
It's a 10-year play.
Let's start with just drafting Derek Whitehead. What would you give that?
There you go.
Triple? I'll go triple. I mean, that's a rabbit out the hat. There's a lot of guys around that area.
Yeah, the tough thing is there's a very good chance he won't be there.
Maybe the Kings trade up for him. I don't know exactly. I haven't seen much on him, so I'll defer to you, Jay. I'll go triple.
Yeah. It's a lot of names there.
Yep. A lot of names.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. You know, normally around this time for the Kings, we are hyped for the draft. Right now, it's like, ho-hum. Nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go get Bradley Beal? It's pretty much how we're looking at it right now. Well, maybe Jay saying, can we go get Bradley Beal?
That's not happening. At some point today, maybe we'll play Beal or no Beal. Coming up next year, thanks for letting me play. Thanks for letting me go on the record. Try to do better than it did last time. The rise of the robo-umps has been delayed, and we'll look again at Sacramento's expansion baseball hopes. Do they even exist? Next, Cattles and Rami. We're Whitey and JJ in for them today on Sacktown Sports.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
In for Cattles and Rami today, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason, Jay Johnson. We've been talking about a number of things, Jay, including, of course, the A's potential move to Vegas. And I know that has had you down a little bit this week. Hopefully just talking about it, looking at some possible silver linings here from the former president of the Marlins. Hopefully you're feeling a little bit better about the whole thing. A little bit.
No.
Better.
No, no.
No?
No.
Sacramento maybe
yes.
in the mix as now, a temporary
that makes
home?
Me feel better.
Does it?
Well, not as temporary home, but just to have the conversation that they may, you know, Sacramento was up for, you know, expanding the city's horizons.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sacramento is, but I don't know that any of the leagues are that interested in Sacramento.
Truth.
I mean, that Sacramento MLS thing, as you know better than I probably. I mean, that was all but a done deal. That
it was over with.
Yeah. That was a, you know, open net goal.
I know.
Or whatever you call it. I don't
which
know.
Which is, you know, I guess if there is a silver lining, that's where there is some type of form of hope that the A's don't move. Because, you know, everything is not always a done deal. And it's not as what it seems, what it appears, right? So,
yeah,
maybe.
That's great that that the Mayor Steinberg, says, you know, we're ready for another team.
Yep.
How does that happen, though? That's the thing. I just see us being so far behind so many other cities, regardless of what league you're talking about. It's tough to catch up to them from where we are right now.
Yeah, in what way? Or like, as well, far just, as...
Well, here's what I mean. Like, take Portland,
yep.
Okay? I think Sacramento is probably a better market than Portland in a lot of ways.
Probably.
But Portland has been pushing. And they've had, I think, was it Russell Wilson before he got traded? He was part of their efforts to land a team. I mean, they've been making, I don't know if they've made progress, but they have been pushing for a Major League Baseball team for years. I think they even have the Portland Diamonds or something. Nashville's been doing it. Other cities have been
Charlotte.
Doing it. Sacramento,
Salt Lake City.
I think everything's been in our MLS basket. I don't know if that's going to happen. So that's all. I understand in a vacuum, Sacramento, wow, that's nice. But you look at other cities that are also saying, we want an expansion team, and they're just a lot further along ahead of the game.
Yeah, I guess it just kind of depends on the sport. Realistically, Sacramento probably sits right for an MLS team or a baseball team. You know, it's even been mentioned in hockey. You
know, Phoenix, that's right.
Phoenix,
I know.
Coyotes
I know.
Situation. If they were to up and move or couldn't figure it out, you know, Sacramento might throw their ring in the hat. And we saw Vivek throw his ring in the hat for a hockey club not too long ago.
Right. So Ottawa, he had made a bid for Ottawa and withdrew that.
Sure.
And then a lot of people thought he might have some interest in the Coyotes, but that was never really confirmed. We don't know.
True. Very true.
And that's still, I think, up in the air.
Yes. But I guess it just, for me, it just depends on what sport we're talking and in what city we're compared to. I think for MLS, it's ready to go. I mean, from everything that I know.
We still didn't get a team.
Yeah, and it really came down to you need that big-time financial backer is kind of what we've been told here in the public. I'm not 100% sure, you know, I'm not privy to that information to give you, you know, spot on information when it comes to why it did not happen. But from what I know, of course, is what everyone else knows is we don't have that kingpin, you know. And I was just reading something about Sacramento, to the best of anyone's knowledge, does not have a billionaire who lives here within the city confinements. And that probably means Folsom and, outstanding the suburbs as well. And so that probably plays a part in it. And something that we've always been hearing here in Sacramento is as far as the power companies, you know, the big time power companies, no one really situates themselves in and around Sacramento. And quite frankly, if you really start to look at the landscape of businesses, a lot of the big time companies are leaving California anyway, because it's just too expensive to even operate here, man.
Right.
The lease of a building, the lease of land is through the roof, especially when you're talking about certain places, i.e. like the Bay Area, where land is at a premium.
Mm-hmm.
And so that plays a part in it, too. But there's a couple things I think Sacramento has that, you know, some of these other cities don't have. And according to Kevin Nagel, he's getting ready, the owner of the Sacramento Republic, within the next month, we should be hearing something. He said in July that, he has an announcement.
Okay.
And we'll find out together what that all means. If that means, you know, they have what they've been calling around here a big fish, a big whale to back financially.
Is it you?
I wish it was. All believe right. me, if it was me, we'd already have a team.
You didn't actually say it wasn't.
Yeah, that's very true. I probably wouldn't be sitting here either, too, Whitey. Let me tell you
on
that.
Friday with me? Come on.
Nothing against you.
The hockey news. Okay, yes. A list of NHL expansion cities.
Yeah.
I don't read the hockey news, but you know, I assume they know what they're talking about. Let's break down the scenarios. High potential partners. 1, Salt Lake City. 2, Houston. 3, they've got Atlanta. And then they've got, after that.
Didn't Atlanta already have one?
Yeah, I think they've had two. Atlanta Flames, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Then after that, they have long-term options. So yes. Sacramento's not on that list, according to the Hockey News. Quebec City, Oklahoma City, and Toronto, a second team. That's the end of the piece. Sacramento's not even on the
list. Yeah, but they better stop sleeping on us, Whitey. We coming strong with it, brother. You know, sooner or later, Sac is going to be.
Hockey News says we're not getting an expansion.
Yeah, well, forget hockey news. I'm saying right here on the Cattles and Rami show. Right? Look, hockey, no. I would say we're not in line.
Okay,
look,
that's an expansion. You could buy a team and move them here.
Very true.
Theoretically.
Which is what we're hearing about Phoenix at this point. Yeah. Soccer, again, we're right there in the front. Hopefully Kevin Nagel comes to the forefront and gives us some great news that he's got a billionaire, you know, partner, his friend that's ready to go. That's what it really boils down to.
Bless him and the efforts he and all those people have made towards landing a team. The way MLS kept moving the goalposts on that.
Yeah.
Part of me feels like, well, I don't want to be in your league then because I feel like they did us dirty.
That's true. I get it.
But
you know,
I guess you get a team and we're all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Baseball is super interesting. Because
that's the only time anyone's ever said that.
I
love baseball.
Very much so. Think about it. The Rivercats situation was supposed to be maybe before the Rivercats were here.
Yeah. You know?
Maybe that's where they're supposed to go. I remember, you know, at one point in time, there was supposed to be a casino next to Rayleigh Field or whatever it's called now. I can't think of it right now. And
Sutter Health Park.
Sutter Health. There you go.
Yeah.
I was looking for that. And who knows what happened to that? But baseball is interesting because people here in Sacramento, you're tied to probably three teams. You're probably an A, a Giant, or a Dodger for the most part.
Yeah.
And then if you're a transplant, you know, you're somewhere else. We're smack dab right in the middle.
Yeah.
I would imagine. And I'm going off with the mayor, you know, Mayor Steinberg said he's had conversations. And Rob Manfred understands that Sacramento wants to throw their name in the hat. The other part for Sacramento, and this is maybe what we might see Kevin Nagel and talk about, and Mayor Steinberg said right here on Sports 1140 in the morning show with Dave and Jason Ross, is we have to move further on an outside arena one way or another. If that even includes MLS or Kevin Nagel.
You mean
or,
a stadium?
It has to happen. You have to have an open-air stadium arena somewhere along the line. And, you know, we've heard Whisper Sac State might be tied to something like that. You know, they're trying to get on the move maybe from their football stadium. And I don't know. But baseball is interesting, man. I think baseball and soccer can definitely be housed in Sacramento. You know, the hockey thing, it doesn't sound like Golden One can move around as much to house a hockey squad. But Baseball and soccer for me, soccer is a given. That's already a given. That's done.
Well, when we
it's
come back.
It's all about tying the loose ends on that.
I will tell you the biggest stumbling block to Sacramento getting a Major League Baseball team. It's because something that was supposed to happen a long time ago did not happen, and no one talks about it, but it's maybe our biggest issue when it comes to trying to get a baseball team. Got that for you next. Also, as promised, the news on the robot umpires and more. Cattles and Rami, Whitey and JJ today, Sacktown Sports.